This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Time was when you took a date to dinner and a movie, the dinner was the expensive part. But if you bought what's being called a mega ticket to see Brad Pitt in World War Z, you probably would have had to skip dinner. Sure, the $50 admission also got you a poster, 3D glasses, and yes, okay, popcorn. But still, Marketplace's Stan Alcorn looks at the rising cost of a night at the movies.
If you believe what George Lucas and Steven Spielberg said at a recent panel discussion, the $50 movie is just the beginning.
Going to the movies, it's going to cost you $50, maybe $100, maybe $150.
Like Broadway costs today.
Yeah, it's like Broadway or going to a football game.
Those prices are still a ways off. Nationwide, the average movie ticket is just under $8. But at the nicest theaters in big cities, it's getting closer to $20. USC professor Marty Kaplan says theaters are raising prices to boost revenue at a time when audiences aren't growing.
They've used gimmicks like 3D and IMAX is one way to do it.
Some American theaters are also charging a premium for more comfortable seats. And in Canada, the Cineplex chain is offering a super ticket, according to spokesman Mike Langdon.
SuperTicket is actually the first ever bundle offering.
Like the World War Z mega ticket, the SuperTicket bundle gets you a seat in the cinema and a download for an extra $20 Canadian. It's a hint of what USC's Marty Kaplan says the theaters are really afraid of, the internet.
They think that it cannibalizes their own revenue streams, and they're possibly right about that.
If studios let people stream movies on opening weekend, theaters will be under even greater financial pressure, and they may have to raise ticket prices even more. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.